Maseches Chulin Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis Mavakeres Hamaksha Leilet. An animal that's in the process of giving birth to its first baby, and if that baby, the zaka, would have a din of a bechor, it would have kedusha. But the behemoth is having difficulty giving birth, and it doesn't appear that the animal will be born live. Mechatech Eber Umashech L'Klover. In such a case, you can cut off each limb of the bechor as it comes out from the mother, and you'd be allowed to throw those limbs to the dog, even though it's giving birth to a zachar, and a firstborn zachar has a kedusha, it's a bechor. But in this case, since Rove of the Uber did not come out at once, instead you cut off each limb as it came out, it never got a din bechor in the first place, and it has no kedusha, so therefore you can throw those limbs to the dog. Yatsa Rubo Hareze Yikaber. But if Rove of the Uber does come out at one time without you cutting off each limb as it comes out, in such a case, even though the Uber was not born alive, it still has a din bechor and has kedusha, and therefore you cannot throw it to the dog, you have to bury it. V'niftara mina bechor. In such a case in which an animal gave birth to a zachar, which was dead at birth, even so, when it gives birth to another behemoth afterwards, the second behemoth doesn't have a din bechor. Even in the first case here in which you cut off each limb as it came out, so the firstborn also didn't have a din bechor, since it was not born rove at one time, even so, this behemoth that's born afterwards also doesn't have a din bechor. The behemoth that's born afterwards is not called Peter Rachem, if not the firstborn, since it was an Uber born before it, even though that Uber also did not have a din bechor. A behemoth that its Uber, its baby, died inside its stomach. It's still inside the mother's stomach. And the shepherd stuck his hand into the behemoth and touched the dead Uber that was inside the behemoth. Whether the behemoth is the behemoth tmeah, such as a horse or a donkey, or whether the behemoth is the behemoth tara, such as a parah cow, the roe is tar. Even though a dead animal is an avail and it's mitame, anybody who touches it or carries it, but in this case, since the dead behemoth is an uber inside the mother's stomach, it's not mitame called mine that it's in the mother's stomach. Just like we saw earlier in the parah, that an uber inside the mother's stomach could be eaten by virtue that you shechted the mother, even though you didn't shecht the uber itself. So you see the uber had the same din as the mother. So too, call of mine, the uber is inside the mother's stomach. Since the mother is alive and the mother is not mitame, the uber also has the same din, and it's not mitame, anybody who touches it, while it's in the mother's stomach. Now, even though this reasoning applies only to behemoth Torah, as an uber inside a behemoth Torah could be eaten by virtue that you shechted the mother. So therefore, we learn out from there also that the uber inside the mother's stomach does not have a din in the vela since the mother's alive. But this reasoning does not apply to a behemoth tmeah. An uber inside a behemoth tmeah obviously cannot be eaten by shechting the mother, since it's a behemoth tmeah. The mother also cannot be eaten even if you shecht it. But even so, since the Torah is makish compared to a behemoth tmeah to a behemoth Torah, we learn out from a behemoth Torah that just like an uber inside a behemoth Torah is not mitame even though it died, so too an uber inside a behemoth tmeah is not mitame even though it died. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yomer b'tmeah tame uber tahara tahar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says a behemoth tmeah that the uber inside of it died would be mitame aroa that stuck his hand inside the mother's stomach and touched the uber, but a behemoth Torah that the uber died inside of it would be tar. The roa that touches the dead uber inside the stomach of the mother would not become tummy. As Rabbi Yosef clearly holds, that since by behemoth Torah, the uber inside the mother, if it was still alive, you'd be allowed to eat it if you shot the mother, so too, once it died, it would not be mitame, called mine, that it's in the mother's stomach. But this reasoning does not apply to behemoth tmeah. Then uber inside of behemoth tmeah cannot be eaten, so therefore, it's also mitame if it dies. Her isha shemeiv blood up betoch me'eha. An isha that her baby died inside her stomach, and the baby is still inside the stomach after it died. Upasta chaya et yada v'nagabo. And the midwife stuck her hand into the mother's stomach and touched the dead baby. Hachaya tmeya tuma zayin. The midwife is tame for 7 days, like the din of anybody who touches a mace, even though this mace is inside the mother's stomach, and the mother is alive. So min ha-Torah, the baby's not mitame while it's in the mother's stomach, but the Rabbanan were mitame the midwife. at the Rabbanim were afraid that if we are mitar the midwife, sometimes the baby will be outside the mother's stomach partially, and the chaya, the midwife, will touch the part of the baby that's outside the mother's stomach, but it's not always readily apparent that this part of the baby is outside the mother's stomach, and the chaya will make the mistake to think that she is not tummy, so therefore the Rabbanim were geizer that any time the chaya touches the dead baby, even though it's inside the mother's stomach, the chaya is tmeah. Now, even though the Rabbanim did not make this gzera in the first case of this mission where the roah stuck his hand into the behemoth's stomach and touched the dead baby inside the behemoth's stomach, that's because by a behemoth it's more readily apparent whether the baby is inside the mother's stomach or not, as opposed to by an isha, it's not always readily apparent that the baby is outside the mother's stomach. But the mother herself, that the baby inside of her had died, is tahira, she doesn't become tummy by virtue of just carrying a dead baby inside of her until the blood comes out. Even though we were gathered by the midwife, that even though she touched the baby inside the mother's stomach, she's tummy, but by the isha herself, by the mother herself, we're not gather, as the mother herself can tell whether the baby is inside of her or not. She will not think that the baby is inside of her if it's really